From Tibbetts on April 15th, 2013, this is Tibbetts Watchlist, Notable Software Updates. Rogue Amoeba has released Audio Hijack Pro 2.10.7, which fixes a crash that would occur if the source application was quit while audio was being captured. The app should also now avoid crashes caused by large artwork. Plus, the update ensures that the Add to iTunes' Bookmarkable script works as advertised, works around an issue with iTunes versions 11.0.0 and 11.0.1 that would prevent some AIFF files from being read, improves the way wave tags are written, and corrects an issue where Audio Hijack Pro would trigger the discrete graphics processing mode in some laptops. Finally, overall audio capture reliability has been improved, and the Instant On component is updated to version 6.0.3 to fix several issues, including one related to the Amara iTunes plugin. Objective Development has released LaunchBar 5.4.3 with improvements in detecting Google Chrome and Chromium bookmarks, and with the app's automatic software update. The release also fixes an iTunes issue where the Play from Album option played only the first track, squashes a bug that caused LaunchBar not to hide after invoking a service, fixes an issue with indexing of sim-linked preference panes, and ensures that dialogues don't appear underneath the search result list. Devon Technologies has updated all three editions of Devon Think, Personal Pro and Pro Office, and Devon Note to version 2.5.2, a maintenance release that nonetheless offers a few additions. The Clip to Devon Think browser extension now indicates if a selected web address is already present in the currently open databases and reveals the first found document related to that address in the destination pop-up menu. The Devon Think Pro and Pro Office editions also show favorites in the destination pop-up menu. For all three editions, both the browser extension and bookmarklets can capture selections as rich text and create rich text documents. Other common improvements include a boost in synchronization speed and reliability, smoother progress in the activity panel with less CPU usage, importing of QuickTime movies in 64-bit mode, and better recognition of duplicates. DevonThink Pro Office now enables you to change comments via the web interface info panel, and importing images with OCR retains the original PDF file name. DevonNote 2.5.2 also gets faster and more reliable synchronizing with DevonThink to go, and text views no longer scale too large with attached images. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. If you like listening to articles, please visit our podcast page on iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening.